Fear, sorry, the first or second fear. So we're reading Tess. Item 10, words of the Ari.
Well, that's nice, there's progress. Questions are on topic, and the perception, the grasp is nice.
So, Tess, first volume, fourth part, words of the Ari, item 10. Each and every part of the Chagatna, as they came out, they gave an illumination of Nefesh in the Yesod, but in the five Prinot themselves, none of them add to each other. There is yet one more difference between Yesod and the five other Ktzavot. When Hod came, he gave his general force in Yesod anew, but only in Prinat Nefesh. So did all of them, until Chesed emerged, and he too gave his general force in Yesod when he came out. However, this is not so with the other five Ktzavot, for when one came, he added nothing whatsoever in his friends, for they are all equal. Only when all six were completed was Zer Anpin found to be completed in Prinat Nefesh. Let's read it again. Each and every tip of the Chagat Na provided the general Heara of Nefesh and Yesod when they came out. However, in the five Bechinot themselves, none adds anything to another. There is yet one more difference between Yesod and the five other Ktzavot. When Hod came, he gave his general force in Yesod anew, but only in Prinat Nefesh. So did all of them, until Chesed emerged, and he too gave his general force in Yesod when he came out. However, this is not so with the other five Ktzavot, for when one came, he added nothing whatsoever in his friends. For they are all equal, only when all six were completed was their Zer Anpin found to be completed in Prinat Nefesh. Ol Pnimi, item 100. Yesod is but the Hitkalelut of the five Ktzavot. For that reason, it must be given by them. Hence, when each and every tip comes, it is filled and completed. However, the five Ktzavot themselves are five separate Prinot, like the five general Prinot, and therefore one does not add anything to another, for each is fenced and defined in its own Bechina.
It's clear, because Yesod is the inclusive. It includes everything. Everything that is before it. In and of itself, it has nothing. It's a very unique quality. It only gathers all the discernments that it has before it in order to bestow to Malchut. Continuing.
Item 11. When Bina came out, she was Nefesh for herself, Ruach for Zeranpin, and Neshama for Malchut. When Chokhmah came out, she was Nefesh for herself, Ruach to Bina, etc. When Keter came out, he was Nefesh for himself, and Ruach to Abba, etc. Item 11. Afterwards, Bina emerged merely in Bechinat Nefesh, for herself, Prinat Ruach for Zeranpin, and Prinat Neshama for Malchut. Then Chokhmah came out in Prinat Nefesh for herself, Prinat Ruach for Bina, Prinat Neshama for Zeranpin, and Prinat Chaya for Malchut. Then Keter emerged in Prinat Nefesh for himself, Prinat Ruach for Abba, Prinat Neshama for Ima, Prinat Chaya for Zeranpin, and Prinat Yechida for Malchut. Again, When Bina came out, she was Nefesh for herself, Ruach for Zeranpin, and Neshama for Malchut. When Chochmah came out, she was Nefesh for herself, Ruach to Bina, etc. When Keter came out, he was Nefesh for himself and Ruach to Abba, etc. Item 11. Afterwards, Bina emerged merely in Bechinat Nefesh for herself, Bechinat Ruach for Zeranpin, and Bechinat Neshama for Malchut. Then Chochmah came out in Bechinat Nefesh for herself, Bechinat Ruach for Bina, Bechinat Neshama for Zeranpin, and Bechinat Chaya for Malchut. Then Keter emerged in Bechinat Nefesh for himself, Bechinat Ruach for Abba, Bechinat Neshama for Ima, Bechinat Chaya for Zeranpin, and Bechinat Yechida for Malchut.
Yeah.
Item 200. Opnimi. It is so because when she comes to Keter, she has but one Kli, which can only receive Nefesh. Then Ruach descends to Kli Chochmah, and its Shoresh, which remains in Keter, becomes Ruach for Zeranpin. And Ruach, the Nefesh, descends along with him to Kli De Chochmah. The Shoresh of the Nefesh that remains in Keter becomes Neshama De Nefesh, since there is no absence in the spiritual. Hence, now, Nefesh has Naran, Ruach has Nefesh Ruach, and Neshama has Nefesh.
From above downward, Keter Chochmah Bina.
Also, when Chochmah emerges and comes in Kli de Keter, she has but Nefesh de Chaya. The Nefesh de Neshama descends to Kli Chochmah, with the Neshama de Nefesh, and with the Ruach de Ruach. Shoresh de Nefesh, which remains in Keter, now becomes Chaya de Nefesh. And Shoresh de Ruach, which remained in Keter, now becomes Neshama de Ruach. Finally, Shoresh Neshama, which remained in Keter, now becomes Ruach de Neshama. Now the degree has Nefesh de Chaya, Nefesh Ruach, de Neshama, Nefesh Ruach Neshama de Ruach, and Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya de Nefesh. Also, when Or Yechida came into Kli de Keter, she only has her own Nefesh, and she has but one Kli. Then Chaya descends to Kli de Chochmah, and along with her, the Ruach de Neshama with the Neshama de Ruach, and with Chaya de Nefesh. The Shoresh of Chaya that remained in Keter becomes Ruach de Chaya, and the Shoresh Neshama that remained in Keter becomes Neshama to Neshama, and so on similarly. We might ask, but the Rav says that the Or Chozer that ascends in Akudim and clothes the Or Yashar equalizes the Kelim in the same level.
Meaning two triangles that equalize with each other?
And each and every one reaches the level of Keter. The thing is that Keter Chochmah Bina Tiferet Malchut lengthwise and Keter Chochmah Bina Tiferet Malchut thickwise emerge here, meaning five times Kachab Tum, these over those thickwise, without any change among them whatsoever. However, in the lengthwise Kachab, there are certainly changes, as the Keter in it has but Nefesh de Keter, Chochmah only, Nefesh Ruach de Chochmah, and Bina only, Nefesh Ruach Neshama, de Neshama, etc.
What, Danny?
Isn't it the opposite of what we always say, that mostly...
No, it's the Istalkut, the departure of the lights. Here, there is the Histalkut, the departure of the lights, not Hitlabshut, clothing. It's Hitlabshut during the time of the Histalkut. Moving on.
Item 12. Words of Dari. When Keter came out, he only had Nefesh, and the Pchinat too did not remain in him, for she left for the Ma'atzil. Item 12. Thus, when Keter comes, being the last of all, he does not come out, but as mere Nefesh. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord hath sworn by his soul. Even this Pchinat of Nefesh, the Keter, did not remain in Olam HaKudim, for it was once more concealed, and remained revealed to her place in her Matzil. Again, When Keter came out, he only had Nefesh, and that Bchina too did not remain in him, for she left for the Matzil. Item 12. Thus, when Keter comes, being the last of all, he does not come out but as mere Nefesh. This is the meaning of the verse, the Lord hath sworn by his soul. Even this Bechina of Nefesh de Keter did not remain in Olam HaKudim, for it was once more concealed and remained cleaved to her place in her Matzil. Item 300, O Pnimi, which explains Nefesh HaKeter did not remain in the world of Nikudim. That is because the level of Keter does not extend but only through Bechina Dalet. Bechina Dalet was no longer renewed in Zivug Daka after having purified in the Istalkut Deit Pashtut Aleph Dakudim, since Bechina Dalet did not leave a Rishima after her, as the Rav said. Hence, the great O disappeared from all the Partsufim and the Olamot from here on.
Another few minutes. Continue.
Item 13, above. When Keter came, Malchut had Naranchai and the rest of the Sfirot were absent and had to return to the Matzil. Item 13.
We together are reading and looking forward to the light that reforms.
Indeed, when Keter came, Malchut had been found complete with all five inner Orot, which are Naranchai. Now, all the Sfirot were still absent, for they emerged, lacking and incomplete. This was indeed intentional. And that is why they had to return upward to the Matzil to receive their completion from him. Again. When Keter came, Malchut had Naranchai, and the rest of the Sfirot were absent and had to return to the Matzil. Item 13, Ari. Indeed, when Keter came, Malchut had been found complete with all five inner Orot, which are Neranchai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Now all the Sfirot were still absent, for they emerged lacking and incomplete. This was indeed intentional, and that is why they had to return upward to the Ma'atzil to receive their completion from him. Item 14. Keter came out last and returned first. Malchut came out first and returned last. Ari. Now going back, Keter returned first. Thus, the last to leave is the first to enter. Malchut is the opposite. She left first and entered last. This is the meaning of the verse, I, Ani, am the first, and I am the last. The explanation of this verse is correct both in Sfirat Keter and in Sfirat Malchut, though one is in contrast to the other. It is known that Ani is an appellation for Malchut, and its opposite, Ein, Ein, an appellation for Keter. Again, Keter came out last and returned first. Malchut came out first and returned last. Item 14, Ari. Now going back, Keter returned first. Thus, the last to leave is the first to enter. Malchut is the opposite. She left first and entered last. This is the meaning of the verse. I, Ani, am the first, and I am the last. The explanation of this verse is correct both in Sfirat Keter and in Sfirat Malchut. The one is in contrast to the other. It is known that Ani is an appellation for Malchut, and its opposite, Ein, an appellation for Keter.
Item 400 below. This has already been explained above. It is because in the first Hizdakkut, from Bechina Dalet to Bechina Gimel, the level of Keter, instantly it appears from the Guf. It is so because the Zivug Da'aka'a that occurs on Bechina Gimel generates only 10 Sfirot at the level of Chokhmah, and the Or Keter disappears to its origin. small item one. Item one, for she disappeared only after the Masach had been purified from all its aviut and equalized its form with the Matzil. Continue. Item 15, above. When Keter disappeared, Malchut rose to the place of Yesod, and thus Malchut received Makif Techaya, Ziranpin received Yechida, Bina, Chaya, and Chochma, Neshama. Item 15. When Keter rose to his origin, Malchut rose to the place of Keter, Bina to the place of Chochma, and all of them similarly. In the end, Malchut was in the place of Yesod, and by the ascent to Yesod, the Or was added in her, and she had one Makif opposite the inner Bchinat Haya. Ziranpin, too, rose by one degree, and was added Bchinat Yechida from the inner Orot. Now all his five inner Orot have been completed, and inner Bchinat Haya was added in Bina, and the inner Bchinat Neshama was added in Chochmah.
Again, when Keter disappeared, Malchut rose to the place of Yesod, and thus Malchut received Makif Dechaya, Zeranpin received Yechida, Bina Chaya, and Chochma Neshama. Item 15, Ari. When Keter rose to his origin, Malchut rose to the place of Keter, Bina to the place of Chochma, and all of them similarly. In the end, Malchut was in the place of Yesod, and by the ascent to Yesod, the Or was added in her, and she had one Makif opposite the inner Bchinat Chaya. There, Zeranpin too rose by one degree and was added Bchinat Yechida from the inner Orot. Now all his five inner Orot have been completed. An inner Bchinat Chaya was added in Bina, and the inner Bchinat Neshama was added in Chochmah. Small item two explains Malchut rose to the place of Keter. It's been written that the ascent of Malchut to the place of Yesod means that Masach de Bchinat Daled, being Bchinat Kli Malchut, rose and purified to Bchinat Gimel, being Bchinat Kli Yesod. Then the Or Elyon, which never stops, made it in Masach de Bchinat Gimel, and Esel Sfirot at the level of Chochma emerged. Then Keter became concealed in his origin. All Chochma rose in the place of Keter, and Bina in the place of Chochma, etc. Similarly. Small item three. For now, Malchut has acquired a sixth Kli from the level of Bchinat Gimel through her ascent to Yesod, regarded as Kli Chitzon, compared to Bchinat Daled and Or Makif Dechaya, clothes this Kli Chitzon. Item 4 explains, and now it was completed in five inner Orot. For now, he gained a fifth Kli, and since he has a fifth Kli, five Orot Naranchai expanded in them in completeness. Item 5. For the acquired a fourth Kli and has room for Or Chaya. Item 6. First, she acquired a third Kli and has room for Itlabshut Or Neshama Dechaya. Item 16. When Chochma rose, Bina was added with a Yechida. Zeranpin received makif de chaya, and malchut makif de yachida. After the chokhmah rose in the ma'atzil, and bina rose to the place of keter, and an inner bechina yachida was added in her, thus completing her with all five inner orot, a single makif was added in zeranpin, corresponding to the inner chaya, and a higher makif was added in malchut, corresponding to the inner yachida. Again, when Chokhmah rose, Bina was added with the Yechida, Zeranbin received Makif de Chaya, and Malchut Makif de Yechida.
That is, precisely through Idstachut, purification, Kelim are added there, and they bring the preparation of the Kli for revelation. Can you tolerate this anymore, or should we move to something else? Who is pro Tas? Nice. Let's keep going.
Item 16. Ari. When Chokhmah rose, Bina was added with the Yechida. Zeranpin received Makif de Yechida and Malchut Makif de Yechida. After the Chokhmah rose in the Ma'atzil, and Bina rose to the place of Keter, and an inner Bechinat Yechida was added in her, thus completing her with all five inner Orot, a single Makif was added in Zeranpin, corresponding to the inner Chaya, and a higher Makif was added in Malchut, corresponding to the inner Yechida. Item 7, O Pnimi. It means that Masach de Bechina Gimel 2 has purified to Bechina Bet Esel Sfirot at the level of Bina emerged, and O Chokhmah disappeared as well and rose to its origin to the Ma'atzil. It is then considered that Malchut rose to Bina and the place of the Zivug in Malchut Zeranpin to the place of Chokhmah.
Certainly, we're just speaking that way. Certainly, Malchut doesn't rise instead of Bina, Bina instead of Chokhmah, Chokhmah instead of Keter. These words just show how much the Partsuf changes through the quality of the Masach. That's clear, right? The Partsufim themselves do not change in their structure. It is constant. I, the Lord, do not change. But we speak about this in order to emphasize the change in the essence of the Partsuf. But the ten sfirot are the same ten sfirot. Malchut rises to Chokhmah, to Keter. It's just to emphasize the relationship between the Partsuf that was before, previously, the Masach purified, and now it's in that place of the Partsuf earlier. Malchut was instead of Bina, and now it rose to Chokhmah. Okay? Move on.
Item 8. For she acquired the fifth kli and has room for the itlapshut of Yechida. Item 9 explains in Zeranpin, one makif is added corresponding to the meaning during the Zivug de Bchina Bet, when the level of Bina emerged, Bina came in Keter, Zeranpin in Chokhmah, and then Zeranpin acquired a Kli for the Or Makif de Chaya from the level of Bina. From this level, de Bchina Bet, Malchut acquired Makif de Yechida. Item 17, title. When Bina rose, Zeranpin was added with a Makif de Yechida. Zeranpin and Malchut did not gain more than that. Item 17, Dari. Afterwards, Chesed rose to the place of Keter, for Bina rose to her Ma'atzil, hence Bchina, second Elyon Makif, was added in Zeranpin, corresponding to the inner Yechida. From there on, Zeranpin and Malchut did not gain any more, and no additional Ol was added in them. Again, when Bina rose, Zeranpin was added with the Makif de Yechida. Zeranpin and Malchut did not gain more than that. Afterwards, Chesed rose to the place of Keter, for Bina rose to her Ma'atzil. Hence, Bchina, second Elyon Makif, was added in Zeranpin, corresponding to the inner Yechida. From there on, Zeranpin and Malchut did not gain any more, and no additional ore was added in them. Small item 10. It means that Masach de Bchina Bet purified into Bchina Aleph, and this is called Malchut, having risen to Chokhmah. At that time, the Esel Sfirot diminished to the level of Zeranpin. Or Bina disappeared from the Paltzuf and rose to its origin, to the Ma'atzil. It is written, Chesed rose to the place of Keter, meaning Zeranpin in the place of Keter and Malchut in the place of Chokhmah.
Okay. Danny, you asked about this once. Keep reading.
Item 20. Meaning when the level of Bchina Aleph emerged, being the level of Zeranpin that came in the Kli de Keter, and Malchut in Kli Chochmah, Zeranpin acquired Makif de Yechida from this new Kli. Bear in mind that the Or Makif always wants to shine to the Paltzuf, as every Izdakhut is performed with this reason. However, since it needs a Kli when they attain a sixth Kli and a seventh Kli, the Makifim of Chaya and Yechida immediately shine in them. Item 30 explains Zeranpin and Malchut did not gain anything. Item 30. The reason is that the Zivug Daka performed in Bchina Aleph de Rosh called Enaim, its Or Chozer is very small. It is so because the Aviut of that Masach is frail. Hence, the title Istaklut Dak, Thin Istaklut. See the above words of the Rav, who says that the Hevel of the Enayim does not expand downward, but remains in its place in the Rosh. The meaning of Hevel is Or Chozer that emerges by Zivug Daka. Therefore, only Zeranpin that now stands in Keter can receive from the Heara of the Zivug of the Enaim. Even though its Heara does not reach below the Rosh, still, because Malchut de Rosh became Keter to the Guf, Zeranpin is therefore close to Prinat Rosh and can receive from the Enaim. However, Malchut, which now stands in Chokhmah, is already completely below the Rosh and cannot gain anything by the Zivug de Bechina Aleph, for she cannot receive any Or Makif from the Herat Enaim, as we've explained. Afterwards, when Malchut rose to Keter and the level of Zeranpin disappeared in the Ma'atzil as well, the Zivug Daka stopped entirely. It is so because the Masach that purifies into Bchina Keter no longer has sufficient of Yud for Haka'ah and does not raise Or Chozer. Thus, the Arat Malchut that is received there is very small and is not regarded as Or Makif to Malchut.
Only just to keep it a bit is enough.
It is written, Zeranpin and Malchut did not gain any more, and no additional Or was added in them. It is so for the above-mentioned reason that Malchut cannot receive even from the Enaim, as they do not shine below the Rosh. After Zeranpin received the second Makif, he is already in his place in the Ma'atzil. Hence they have no more than five interior and two surrounding.
That's what there is in the Partsuf. Always. Five inner Orot and five surrounding lights, and there cannot be more than that. Yes.
The new thing that I hear here is that we always say about the old Makif that it just waits outside the Partsuf.
No, there are many Mekifim, many surrounding lights. In another 10 pages or so, already here, it's the last chapter here, and then it starts the Istaklut Pinimit, and then you'll see how many kinds of light, inner, outer, surrounding, whatnot.
He says, well, from what I see, the Orot Mekifim, they have a very clear order against each Kli that they work on from the outside.
Or Makif is light that expands in the Kli, but in a unique Kli, where the Kli has insufficient it cannot bring the light into it, but the light is in it in terms of a makif, in a surrounding way. The light doesn't shine from afar. There's no such thing in spirituality. Makif, surrounding, means that it illuminates without contact to the masach, really. It's enough, the tzimtzum, the restriction, in order for it to be in the hera, the illumination of the makif, of the surrounding. Where is Sheovich?
So actually, what we just read is that the process of these, the khut, in which the Paltzufei Nekudot come out, there are new kelim that are revealed in comparison to what is impossible to do now in the Nekudot, and against that, there is the revelation of the O Makif. So what I don't understand is, what does it mean that the Malchut is completed by the Hei Orot Pnimim? What is that in the process of Izdakhut?
Because all these lights go through, which come out of the Kelim, they go through all those Kelim, through Malchut, and then Malchut gets this impression from all of them.
But it's impressed in what it lacks, so why is it actually completed?
It's not that it lacks.
Maybe it simply can't.
And that Malchut relinquishes the Or Pnimi, the inner light, it just shows how much it is strong and prepares itself for its next bestowal. In spirituality, when I exit that in which I was receiving in order to bestow, and then I left that, it doesn't mean that I don't want to bestow, that it's certainly not that. It means that I weakened, bigger kelim were revealed in me. Here is the matter of, where do I get those lacks, those deficiencies, where I'm not positioned properly and I'm not agreeing with the bitush pnimu makif, the beating of the inner and external light. That is my strengthening.
So how is that possible? It's like in the ishtalshelut from above down, Malchut distances from the Boreh, but comes closer in Dvekut. How is that?
Yes, because everything that happens in the Partsuf, and especially in the Rosh of the Partsuf, is all Malchut. Let's go to the Zohar.